Aston?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, it's Steve Wilson.
This is Justin. How may I help you?
This is Renee Reed calling. There seems to be a problem with the refund that I was promised, and I needed to talk to someone about it. I talked to Steve, and he said he would call me back, and I hadn't heard back from him.
Could you please repeat your name, because your voice is breaking out.
All right, what would you like me to do?
I just want to know your name properly, because your voice is, there's some distortion on the line.
My name is Renee Reed.
Renee Reed, okay, perfect. So I will be forwarding your call to the compliance team. If they are available, they will be picking up, or else they will be calling you back ASAP.
Well, nobody calls back. That just doesn't happen. So I don't want to lose contact with you because you're live.
Absolutely.
Is there some reason you cannot, can you not talk to me about the problem? What is the problem?
What's the problem? I'm not aware of the fact of the problem that you're having currently, because I do not deal with refunds and everything. So if you could tell me, I would be, that would be great.
I was promised that I would receive half of the payment first at $22.50, and then I would receive the second half of $22.50, returning me the total of $4,500. I have not received either payment, and it's been months now. I call the company Codex Lab that pays the bill, and they now refuse to take my call. I can tell that somebody has told them that they are not to pay the bill.
See,
so,
what I was informed earlier was that the initial amount that you paid, that one of $500, was refunded to you when you asked for the refund, and the second payment that was for, I believe, $4,500. That was for some booking, but that was, you made a chargeback on the amount, and it was automatically taken out from our account by your bank. So practically, it has all been back to your account.
It, first of all, you said $2,500. It should have been two payments of $2,250. Totaling a total amount of $4,500. That's what was promised.
$4,500, but I was told that you made a chargeback on the amount, and it was automatically taken out of our account by a bank. So the payment should be in your account, not ours.
The payment is not in my account. That's what I'm calling to tell you.
Did you initiate a chargeback on those transactions?
I don't know why you're saying I initiated a charge.
I'm saying charge back. When you call your bank and dispute the charge, that's called a chargeback. Like, you would have called your bank and you would have initiated a chargeback on a transaction. Like, to cancel the transaction and refund it to your account, you would have called your bank. And so that's what happened. They did that. They disputed the charge and took that amount from our bank, and it was refunded to you.
You're saying that something was refunded to me.
Yeah,
but I'm telling you, nothing has come to my account. Nothing.
Can you call your bank and confirm this regarding this transaction, because they initiated?
I've already called the bank and confirmed it with them. And they are now trying to reach you, and nobody returns their call, they tell me.
Okay. You know what? Give me some time. I will be reaching out to compliance, and I will be telling them to call you so we can settle this.
Do you know what? The minute that you hang up, I will never hear from anybody again. I know that already. That's been the pattern all through this process. I lose you, nobody calls back, ever.
Don't worry, you will be given a call back. I will be making sure of the fact. I will be forwarding your concern.
I was promised that by Steve Wilson as well. It never happened. I'm really beyond fed up. I have lost all belief in you, in this company. It is, it's a scam. It's a sham. It's a horrible thing that you've done to me, and you will not return the money even though you've sent me word that you have.
Not at all, Ms. Sovani. Like I said, we were informed that the initial payment of $500 was refunded, and the other payment
that,
of
$4,500. That is correct. That
the
is true.
The other payment of $4,500 was, I don't know. I don't know why you don't know about this, but we were informed that you initiated a chargeback on the amount, so automatically that is disputed, and it would be in your account. So let me get that checked. I don't know why is that still hanging in. I will get that checked, and obviously, if it's still in with us, you will be getting that. No worries. But if it's not, obviously you would be having, and you should check it with your bank.
Why will the company that pays the bill refusing to take my calls now? Why is that happening?
Could you repeat that?
Why is Codex, the
yeah.
company that you've hired to pay the bill, why are they refusing to take my call, saying that they will check into it and somebody will get back to me within the hour, and then that nobody ever calls back from your company or from their company? Nobody calls back, ever.
Okay.
Something is wrong. Something is terribly wrong.
See, Vinnie, let me get that checked. See, I can't get that check if I will be on the phone with you right now. So if you give me some time, I will get that checked, and I will have someone call you.
Can I tell you point blank? I don't believe you. I don't believe that anybody will call me.
Yeah.
I've lost faith. I've lost all faith in this company. Nobody will call me back. I don't believe it. That's what happens. Every time I talk to somebody, they say they will check with finance department and get back to me. Nobody ever does.
I'm saying that to you because this is not my department. I have no knowledge about it. So how can I update you with something I do not have knowledge about? I would be forwarding your concern to the relevant department, and they will be calling you. I'm sure about the fact. Don't worry.
Will you do me a favor and promise me that you personally will call me back just to ask, did they call me back, just to confirm that?
You want me to personally call you?
I want you to personally call me just to confirm that this other department has called me, because I don't believe it's ever going to happen. I've been told this too many times now, and it never happens.
Okay, I'll try my best.
What does that mean?
I'll try my best to follow up with you regarding this.
Well, will you or won't you?
See, I just said to you, I'll try my best to follow up with you to make sure in case they have called you and taken care of whatever concern you have.
Well, what is all this thing that you were talking to me about $2,500?
I
know nothing about what you're talking about.
No. I never mentioned $2,500. I mentioned $4,500 that he paid. So that's what
okay.
I was talking about. Okay?
All right. Well, I'm going to hang up, but I do not believe anybody will return my call, ever.
You will get called. Don't worry.
Could you get Steve Wilson on the phone?
Steve Wilson is not on his seat right now. If he would be,
I'm sorry.
Steve Wilson is not on his seat right now.
So
once he is,
it falls to you.
Will you be there?
Yes, I will be here. Will somebody call me back today? Will somebody call me back today? Are you not there?
Yeah, hi, Winnie. I just got a call from Mike. I need to attend this call. It's a person call. So please wait for the call back, and they will be calling you for sure.
For sure.
May I ask you, can you tell me
when will I receive a call back?
I can't tell you a specific time frame, but they will be calling you for sure. In the next 1 hour, they will be calling you.
Are you saying in the next 1 hour?
Yeah, next 1 hour. I know you don't believe anyone, but you should believe me, okay? I'll take your leave now. I need to attend this call. Thank you. Bye-bye.